We're back with the America. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you need to check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. Well, as Armed Forces Day and Memorial Day comes, American Legion National Commander Vincent Jim Traola is back with us. He's imploring all Americans to be the one to stop veteran suicide. The number one issue facing vets today is suicide. Estimates vary as to how many take their lives each day, but we do know that one is too many. In fact, that's the number we're focused on. The American Legion wants all Americans to be the one to save one. According to Jim, veterans served this country. Now it's time to return the favor. We should all be the one to ask veterans how they're doing, to reach out when a vet is struggling and listen to them when they need to talk. We must destigmatize the act of seeking help. Above all, encourage veterans in crisis to call 988 Extension 1. Since 9/11, far more veterans have taken their own lives than were lost to war. And you can learn more by helping by going to the website, betheone.org. Jim, welcome back to the show. Good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
Very good. Nice to be back. Thank you for inviting me.
Well, I appreciate the mission, you know, for this special holiday, Armed Forces Day and Memorial Day, to save the one. What a great idea, because you're right. Whenever we talk about veteran suicide, we hear numbers from 20 to 25. But yes, I think it's important to focus on the one, right?
Absolutely. And I'm glad you told the audience what it's for. And I want to give you an update on where we are. You know, we've gotten the message across the nation. It's resonating all over the place. We have a sponsorship of an Indy race car, number 10 Indy race car that will be in the memorial in the Indianapolis 500. And I tell you a story of a veteran at the St. Petersburg race. That was the first race of the year. We have a booth down there, the Be the One booth, and there's a veteran service officer in there. There's a member of the VA in there, and a Navy veteran walked up to that booth and said, "Is this where I come for help?" And he said, "What kind of help are you looking for?" And he said, "I don't want to be deployed again. I've seen things over there I don't want to see. And the only way I know of not going is to not be here anymore." And we were able to get that service member help through Jacksonville VA. And he's on a road to recovery. So that's the kind of things that we're hoping resonates. It's resonating all over the place. Our Legion posts are talking to people. Our communities are opening up conversations with veterans at risk, and we're saving lives one at a time.
Well, that's awesome, Commander. I've got to say that this is happening quite often. You know, the band of brothers, you know, those that have been in the military, how they come alongside, and families as well, to come alongside a soldier who is struggling. We've got Memorial Day, you know, coming next week. And, you know, this has always been a challenge for me personally. And I've talked to the audience for 15 plus years about this, because the casual salutation of Memorial Day is Happy Memorial Day. And I just think it's just such an honorable day. There's just something hallow and holy about it, that somehow Happy Memorial Day seems to be a non sequitur. Am I overstating this, or is there some sentiment here that has some resonance?
Yeah, you know, you're absolutely right. You know, this, I don't think people realize that Memorial Day should be observed, not celebrated. And, you know, if people would just stop and do something different for Memorial Day, even if it's for a half hour to an hour or whatever it is, you know, visit a memorial, visit a veteran's cemetery. You know, go see a loved one that passed away who was a veteran. You know, whatever that is, stop to reflect for 5 or 10 minutes from your barbecues. I think we need to get back into that, because, you know, we have major events that happen in the United States. So we had a 9/11. Everybody becomes patriotic, and then all of a sudden we get short memories and we stop observing. So it's a really important day for us to reflect on all these service members that gave their life so we could actually celebrate.
Maybe you could pause for a moment and go to the memorial and read the Constitution. Because the men who are buried there, the reason they went was to defend our Constitution, to defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic, right? And
that's
this
correct.
Would help bring into focus, especially at a time, as you say, our memories are so short, Commander.
You're right. And, you know, it's a really great thing. You know, we have a program in the American Legion called the National Oratorical Contest, and it teaches students in the high schools all about the Constitution. They have to speak on the Constitution. I think that's so important that our youngsters are learning about the Constitution as they go forward into life, because that's a piece of it that we're missing. Mm-hmm. You know, it's nice to see them participate, and we get a good feeling when we look at them, and look at them as future leaders.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, we're talking with the American Legion National Commander, Vincent Jim Triola, is back with us. And the focus is on Be the One in terms of suicide prevention, but it's also on this great country, because when you think about those that have served the country, they did it out of loyalty and out of love for this country. Jim, why does the American Legion want to see the repeal of the authorizations for the use of military force?
We want to make sure that that authorization is not used for any other purpose other than what it was for originally, is to put our troops in Iraq. And we want to make sure that it's repealed and it's not there anymore. And if we have to go to war someplace else, God forbid, that Congress is the one that approves that we go, rather than somebody using that authorization for military force for something else.
Another question here is regarding the Coast Guards. Why are they treated different from other branches of the service during government shutdowns?
The Coast Guard falls under Homeland Security. So when the government was shut down in 2019, there was no money appropriated for them, because the other military branches fall into DOD. So during that shutdown, you know, they weren't paid. They were paid retroactively at the end. But when you get lower ranking families that are, you know, making the lowest amount of money in the military, you don't want somebody that's deployed going out there saving lives on a Coast Guard cutter and being distracted by how am I going to pay the rent next month. So we stepped up in the American Legion, and this is not a fix, but we helped some of the families out with money, non-repayable money. And we gave about $1 million to families all around the United States and abroad. But that's not sustainable. So what we wanted to do is make sure that Congress passes the Pay the Coast Guard Act, and that Homeland Security appropriates the money in case the government ever shuts down again.
Exactly. Jim, who can join the American Legion, and what are some of the things that Legionnaires do? We got about a minute and a half left.
We have any veteran that has served honorably since December 7, 1941 can join the American Legion. The American Legion is set up on four pillars. We believe in a strong national defense, national security items. We have another pillar, which is Veterans Affairs and Rehabilitation, which takes care of our veterans as far as health care, as far as benefits, you know, housing, GI Bill, things like that. We have children and youth programs, which are all coming to fruition now, the national versions of them, oratorical contests, American Legion Boys State, American Legion Baseball, American Legion Junior Shooting Sports. And there's a lot of local things that the Legion posts do too, you know, in their own communities, you know, soccer and all kinds of things like that. You know, high school teams, elementary school, little leagues, things like that. So we're a busy group. And we're also making sure that our veterans are being handled properly at the VA as far as healthcare goes, and make sure that the staffing is proper at the VA hospitals. You know, the way the country is right now, we're short on staff everywhere.
Exactly.
Including VA hospitals. So.
Jim, we're out of time. Thank you so much for the time. As a member of Post 318 in Port St. Lucie, Florida, greetings and thanks again for coming on the show. Where can the people go for more information about the American Legion?
www.legion.org or www.bethe1.org.
Well, Commander, thank you for the time. Take care. Godspeed.
You take care. Thank you.